today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Labor Day weekend. My name is Bob Long, and we've got an exciting hour lined up for you. We're going to be joined momentarily by a gentleman who's got three websites and always tends to my Auto World Radio website as well. And a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, Phil Skinner, one of my favorite guys when it comes to collectible cars, being an expert in collector car market values, auctions, all that kind of good stuff. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and just recently became the collector motorcycle market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. As more and more people get into collecting motorcycles. So that's all upcoming in this hour of Auto World. We'll throw out a trivia question here, rather easy one. We don't want to test you too much on this holiday weekend. So the question is, who made the Valiant? Which car company brought us the Valiant? Who made the vehicle known as the Valiant? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tom is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. Right now, we'll go to the guest lines and bring forth a gentleman we haven't visited with in recent times. He's been busy with his very active baseball little league coaching and his family. He's got three very cool websites, the flagship being AutoGeek.com, Mr. Ken Zwokel. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Ken?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much for asking. So lots of cool things happening, as usual, at AutoGeek.com. Remind us when you started this site and tell us a little bit about the membership growth that you've had.
Yeah, we started about, I think it's been about 8 years ago, and it was just kind of playing around on the Internet thinking that we need to come up with a website that would be kind of a clearinghouse of all the automotive and motorcycle websites that were out there, the search engine specifically for those particular things, and started off with that small search engine and just started adding pieces and grew it into the automotive community that it is now. And we've got probably something along the lines of 7,000 or 8,000 members, and that's just on the AutoGeek side. We've got the whole Facebook thing going on too, where we do a lot of communications and following people there. So it's definitely a global challenge to get everyone brought together like that.
Ken, have you always been a car guy, so to speak? Have you always been interested in cars?
Probably, yeah, but more from, you know, if it gets down to, like, what engine goes behind a certain vehicle, you know, some people can look at a car and say, oh, yeah, that's the 400 horsepower or whatever. I'm more of how a car looks and that type of thing. But, yeah, I've always had certain cars that, you know, catch my eye and kind of follow those.
Tell us a little bit about some of your all-time favorite car designs, because I, like yourself, very much are into the design elements of an automobile. If you had to name, you know, no particular order, or you don't have to give us a certain number, just throw out some of your favorite designs of all time.
Oh, yeah, I've always been a big fan of the old Camaros and the Mustangs, which I think that's really interesting right now. You know, some of the hotter cars are the Mustangs and Chargers and stuff, which are, you know, they're bringing back from the 60s and early 70s and stuff. I've always been a fan of the Mustang from the 60s. Like yourself, I'm a big fan of the Corvettes, too, and like to look at some of the off-roading vehicles as well.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of all things Jeep. When was the first time you took ownership of a Jeep?
It's probably been 15 or 20 years. We had a Cherokee way back when, and had a Liberty for a while and some of the other Jeep models and stuff, and right now I'm Jeepless, but I'd like to get back into a Wrangler someday and be able to take it and do some off-roading.
That sounds cool. One of the things that you mentioned right off the bat that's very unique to AutoGeek.com is the search engine. I remember you telling me years ago you were frustrated with the fact that sometimes when you're searching for something automotive, you know, if you go into the normal search engines, you can come up with some funky things. So you set out to design this search engine that would be specific to the automotive realm.
Right. Yeah, that was the whole idea. And yeah, just to give you an example of if you were to go on a Google or something and you were to search for Wrangler, and say you were looking for Wrangler parts or something, you might get Wrangler jeans or something about cowboys or something like that. If you go on AutoGeek.com and you search for Wrangler, you're going to get specific sites for Wrangler the vehicle. So that was one thing that we wanted to do. So when, as websites are registered, and there's no charge at all to register your website on AutoGeek.com, we go out there and we take a look and make sure that the content that's on that website is automotive or motorcycle or truck related or club related, something to do with automotive or motorcycle industry. So it kind of, we double check before we post sites on there.
Very good. And you mentioned some of the other areas that you have dove into in recent years. You've taken a dive into creating a couple of additional websites. In addition to AutoGeek.com, you've got a website devoted entirely to motorcycles and a website entirely devoted to trucks. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we have a website for motorcycles, CycleGeek.net, and then one for trucks, TruckGeek.net. And kind of same idea, AutoGeek.net is kind of like the umbrella site that covers everything. But on those other two sites, we've kind of pulled things out. If you go to the TruckGeek.net site, you'll see a lot of product reviews for truck-specific parts and accessories. You'll see events that are specifically for truck enthusiasts. And same thing, if you go to the motorcycle side, you can find a bunch of events that are motorcycle-specific. But, you know, if you don't want to worry about which, if I need to go to trucks or cycles or whatever, AutoGeek.com is the one that covers everything. So you can search for events there, and you can find events for anything that you're looking for.
One of the things that I've always admired about AutoGeek.com is your tagline, the ultimate automotive community, and that's really what you set out to make here with AutoGeek.com, the ultimate motoring community, I should say. It really is a community of folks who get together, and you become a member of AutoGeek.com. Tell us a little bit about the process of signing up for a free AutoGeek.com membership and some of the benefits of having a membership.
Yeah, it's to sign up, it's real simple. There's no charge to it. You just go to the website, AutoGeek.com, and you go to the top line there, and it just says sign up now for a free membership. And basically, signing up for a free membership, we ask for your name, your email address, and where you're coming from, because we like to kind of track which part of the world we're getting our members and our visitors from. And basically what happens is every so often we'll send out a newsletter to the people that have registered with some special deals that some of our sponsors are having, some updates when we have contests going on the website, that type of thing. The thing is, we never sell your email address to anyone, so we keep it hidden away in our database, and it's only, you know, like I said, to send out updates of what's happening on the AutoGeek site.
That's great. And another thing that you list big time are car clubs. I have lost track of the number of car clubs that you've got listed on AutoGeek.com. Tell us a little bit about what got you started in that, and what are the numbers looking like here today in September of 2011?
Yeah, we're at about 3,000 car clubs, and that's worldwide. We've got a search engine that's currently on the website where you can search by state or for a specific club. Like if you're looking for Mustangs or Corvettes or something, it'll bring back a list like that. And we're in the process. We've got a bunch of new features that we're hoping to roll out here in the next 2 months. But one of them is on the car club search so that it can be searched by multiple fields to be able to pull up the one you're looking for.
Perfect. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the contests, including Name That Vehicle, right here on Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight seems I always end up driving by.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 2nd, 2011. Gold open this morning at 1861.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1906.48, $953.24 for a half ounce, or $476.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1906.48, $953.24, and $476.62.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Ken's Vocal from AutoGeek.com is with us here live on the broadcast on this Labor Day weekend. Trivia-wise, we've got a question out there. It's an easy one. Who made the Valiant? I remember my neighbor across the street growing up from me had this hideous Valiant, a particular hideous one. She had multiple different ones, but they were all hideous in my opinion. But maybe you're a lover of the Valiant, so Well, whatever floats your boat, I'm not going to pass judgment on you. If you like Valiants or you dislike Valiants, I just want to know who made the Valiant. Here's the number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ken Zvokal, as I mentioned, is with us from AutoGeek.com, and he's got a brand new contest up. If you log on to AutoGeek.com right now, it's called Play That Vehicle. You've been doing this for a while, but you always get a great response on this one, Ken.
Yeah, we do. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of people, you know, can look at just a part of a vehicle. It always amazed me when I first got into doing this that people would look at a car, and they'd be looking at a headlight, and they'd say, oh, yeah, based on that headlight, you know, it's 1952 instead of a 53, and I look at them, they look exactly the same headlights. But a lot of people, you know, have that eye for detail and stuff, and what we do is we take a picture of a car, and it could be a classic car or a car from a movie or a motorcycle, or, you know, we just get a little bit crazy sometimes when we pull these vehicles up, and I have a little fun scrambling up the vehicle, and then every couple of days I reveal a small piece of the picture until someone can name that vehicle. And it's we have some great prizes we give away, some good car care kits and stuff like that from our friends over at AutoGeek.net. They give us some good stuff to give away there, so it's a lot of fun to play that game.
Absolutely. Let's go to Carol, who joins us in South Carolina. Carol, welcome to Auto World. How are you this Labor Day weekend?
I'm great.
What are you up to? You doing anything extra special for the day tomorrow or for this weekend in particular?
No, have nothing planned to do special.
That's okay. Let me ask you the trivia question, then we'll ask you a couple of follow-ups. First off, who made the Valiant?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Okay, that's fine. Well, just pick a car company. It was an American car company.
American. Ford.
Ford. A good guess, but unfortunately an incorrect one. How about if someone was fortunate enough to give you a free ticket to buy any new vehicle? Can be a truck, could be a minivan, could be a sport utility, could be a crossover, could be a car, it could be an SUV, and they said any car at any price. What kind of car would you like to have down there in South Carolina?
I would like to have a 2012 Cadillac CTS.
Very good. It didn't take you long to come up with that one. That was great. Did you want the sport model, the V model, or just the regular CTS?
Just the regular CTS.
The four-door or the two-door?
A four.
Four-door. Okay. Any particular color?
I would like burgundy.
Burgundy. And what about the interior?
Doesn't matter as long as it's dark.
Okay. Excellent. Well, check out Ken's website when you get a chance. It's AutoGeek.com. If you become a member, Ken's going to tell you all about all the great benefits. It's free to become a member, too. But thank you very much for the call. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Who made the Valiant? This is an easy question, 800-259-9231. Ken, tell our friend down there in South Carolina and everybody else, what are some of those benefits of signing up for the free AutoGeek.com membership?
Well, some of the things are, like I had mentioned earlier, you get free coupon codes to go to some of our sponsors for the website. And that's kind of one of the cool features that we've always had out there, that if you remember, you log in, there's an area that you can go to, and it'll show you coupon codes and discount codes and stuff. We've kind of expanded that, and even if you don't feel like becoming a member, stop by and visit the site. Right now on the front page of the site, we've got our section called What's Hot Deals, and it's just kind of up to the date. You look at them, you can get some discounts for different sites for buying tires and auto parts and stuff like that. So it's worth stopping by and checking out.
Yeah, I'm just checking it out right now. You've got Harbor Freight, Garage Shop Sale, Michelin. Get a $70 prepaid card, advanced auto parts savings. Hey, that's excellent. And as usual, you've got some wonderful upcoming events here, including the big Corvette Fun Fest coming up in not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, our good friend Mike Yeager's event. Unfortunately, it conflicts with the music event that I am attending in Michigan, and be doing some recording for broadcast there, but all kinds of wonderful events here you've got going on. Let's talk about some of the other cool features that you've got. You've some really great contributors here to the website. Tell us about some of the folks that do good work for you.
Well, we've got some stuff that you've done, some car reviews and some interviews that you've done. We've got listed on the website. We've got a couple contributors out there that do some motorsports stuff. We've got Dwayne LaFleur, who checks in from his NHRA. I know he's down in Indianapolis this weekend racing, and he'll send us some pictures and some reports from different tracks that he goes to. Since it's kind of a global community, what we do is we want to invite people to come in. You know, if you've got a review of a vehicle that you've recently driven or bought a new vehicle or a do-it-yourself project that you're doing, we want to invite people to, you know, contact us to write something up or, you know, with the advent of digital cameras and video equipment stuff, we've got some YouTube videos that people put together, some real cool stuff. If we can get all our Auto Geek community to contribute, then we kind of generate that global community that we were talking about.
And you can sell your car on AutoGeek.com, and you've got some cool ones listed up for sale right now, 65 Chevy Impala SS, 69 Chevy Chevelle. Here's a 72 Corvette that's up for sale. 66 El Camino. You can also buy or sell a Harley right at AutoGeek.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a couple partnerships. The used vehicles we do through a company called OldRides.com, and I'm always amazed at the stuff that they have listed in there. And then we have buy or sell your Harley Davidson for sale through HDTrader.com, and we just list that information right there on the website. You can click through on AutoGeek.com to get to them. And for a particular type of bike, that's the way to get connected.
Excellent. What's your personal favorite part of being the webmaster for all these different sites, AutoGeek and Truck Geek and Cycle Geek?
It's just the people from around the world when they submit pictures and stuff like that. I always think it's cool. Over on our Facebook part of our website, we were looking this morning, and we had some rat rods from an Australia big show there. So if you're a Facebook person, you know, look us up on Facebook, and you'll see some of those pictures. We've gotten into sharing those a lot recently, too, and lots of pictures from all over, some real cool stuff.
Excellent. Ken, thank you very much.
There's the old way.
Who moved my keys? I've got to hit 7 dealers in the next 5 hours.
Then there's TrueCar.com.
Okay, I'm logging on to TrueCar.com. Easy. And TrueCar.com is showing me what others paid for the exact same car I want. Whoa, now they found me an even better price. I'll save $3,200 with TrueCar.com.
The other?
Oh, great. I'm out of gas. Honey, I need to take your car.
Okay, but you'll have to drop Tiffany at ballet, Bobby at baseball, and Banjo at the groomer.
Let's go.
The best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. To print out, take to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car.
Welcome to our dealership, Mr. Barnes. Let's get you your new car. Or...
Okay, Bobby, here we are. Bobby?
Dad, you left him at the groomers.
TrueCar.com. Get the best price from a local TrueCar.com certified dealer. You're in the driver's seat. TrueCar.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletuffshelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes.
Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here on this Labor Day weekend, 2011. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining me. I got a trivia question out there. It's an easy question. I even gave a hint here. The Valiant. I didn't think this would stump people as much as it has. Who made the Valiant? It was an American car manufacturer. Who made the Valiant? The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O at yahoo.com. Who made the Valiant? It's from an American car company. Very easy question. Well, the last time I shared the microphone with this next gentleman was at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance as we were looking over the field. He's one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the expert when it comes to collector car market values and also expert in the realm of auctions and all things automotive collectible, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and the collector car market editor for motorcycles for the Kelley Blue Book. So both automobiles and motorcycles. Here's the one and only Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, how you doing?
We're doing great, Bob. We're in Dearborn, Michigan right now, and I was just thinking back to a June date about 8 years ago. We were both in Dearborn celebrating the 100th anniversary of Ford Motor Company.
Absolutely. I remember it so well, and they had all the concerts, and the Ford GT was officially announced to be built as kind of like a halo car. I can't believe that's 8 years ago. Wow. Hard to believe.
Yeah, just time has been flying just ultra fast, it seems like.
Absolutely. So what are you in Dearborn for? Any particular exciting event?
Well, we just finished up two major collector car auctions in Auburn, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
And I'm up here in Dearborn for the next day or so putting together some auction reports. And then on Tuesday morning, we have a meeting through my Kelley Blue Book sources. And Tuesday afternoon, I get to fly back home to California.
Very good. Tell us about the big Auburn event there. That's always one of the big sales of the year.
Well, as you know, last year, Auctions America by RM was established. RM Auctions has been in business now for well over 25 years. And last year, they started a new branch for these general consignment sales. and tried to pump some life back into the Auburn event, which had taken quite a hit between economies and some problems with the previous operators. This year, they really kind of hit a home run. It was huge crowds, great lineup of cars. The only complaint anyone could really have was it was record hot temperatures.
Oh, no kidding. So Auburn, Indiana was really hit by some pretty high temperatures, and I would imagine it was probably a little bit uncomfortable at times there.
It was triple digit. Auctions America had actually brought me in as a go-to person when they were having troubles with ID numbers on cars. And there was a couple of people that were working with the lineup crew that actually had to go to the hospital because of just the heat. And there were a number of spectators also affected by it. It was extremely warm, over 100 degrees each of the 3 days. So really not a very pleasant that way. But at last count, they were somewhere near $17 million in sales, which was
Wow. Fantastic.
Some great sales, too. They've sold a Auburn Phaeton 12-cylinder for $292,000.
Wow.
And a 53 Cadillac Eldorado convertible at $280,000.
Jeez, that's
so they've been very, very good, and we're seeing even a resurgence in some of the muscle car market.
That's fantastic. Is that an extremely high price for a 53 Cadillac convertible?
That's the highest price I have ever seen or heard of one, either at auction or even in private sale. So,
yeah.
And it was an outstanding example. So it shows that the people are stepping up and buying quality, same as what we saw 2 weeks ago in Pebble Beach and Monterey with the tremendous response we saw at auctions there.
Absolutely. What was the dollar figure off the top of your head, all the different sales there during the Monterey week? There were five different auctions. Was it well in excess of $200 million worth of sales?
Well, I think you had another good friend of ours, Dave Kenny, on, and he was looking at $220, and I kind of concurred with his estimate. We were both off about $30 million. It was a little bit light at $190 million. Still a phenomenal weekend. And only $190 million.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's go.
Yeah, and a record high price ever paid for a car at auction as far as dollar figures, and that was at Ferrari Testarossa at Gooding. $14,900,000 plus a 10% commission.
Can you imagine that? Just for one single automobile, and this was a 57 Testarossa with a great racing history. We got an easy trivia question out there for the taking, and why don't we go to the phone lines right now? Joining us in Michigan, and Phil's in Dearborn, Michigan, come to think of it. So we'll have two Michigan callers on at the same time. Let's go to, I believe it's Jay. Is that correct, Tom? Jay in Michigan?
It is.
That's
Jay.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Plymouth
Valiant, you have hit the home run. You have rung the bell. Congratulations. Whereabouts in Michigan are you calling in from?
Lansing.
I was talking to a good friend today earlier in Lansing, an automotive journalist based up in that neck of the woods. Excellent. So let's ask you the two-part question here. If you won the lottery and you could buy any new car, what would it be? And if you won that same lottery and had plenty of money left over, what classic car would you buy?
I'd buy a Corvette Z06, and I think the classic would be a 67 Camaro.
67 Camaro and a Z06. So you rather have the Z06 than the ZR1?
Yeah.
All right. You're a sensible guy. We appreciate that. Well, hang on the line. And have you ever owned a... Because Phil is an expert when it comes to classic cars, rare cars, antique cars, unusual cars. Looking back at the history of your life, have you had owned a car that... You've regrets now that perhaps you still had it and like to know what it might be worth today? Anything particular special in your automotive history?
No, not really.
All right, fair enough. We'll hang on the line, and Tom will get all of your information. We'll send you out a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Meanwhile, back to Phil, who's in Dearborn, Michigan, the home of the Ford Motor Company, and he's reporting on the Auburn sale as well as doing a recap of last week's events in, not last week's, a few weeks back now, events in Monterey. And that Ferrari sale certainly was spectacular, and certainly what RM did in Monterey with their sale of Mercedes is something we should would talk about as well. Just an exquisite collection of Mercedes. And what was the top dollar car there? That was an amazing vehicle.
It was a beautiful silver 540K, what they call the Special Cabriolet. It had been a show car when it was new. It is a show car today. And again, just a fabulous, fabulous vehicle. I believe it's the highest price RM has ever received for a single car. The bid was $8,800,000. And again, a 10% commission. So another $880,000 on top of that, taking it well over $9.6 million, almost $9.7 million.
Wow. Do you have any idea where that vehicle went? I know it was owned by a collector from New Jersey, but any idea who bought that particular Mercedes-Benz?
I have heard it has gone. All I know is it's gone out of the country or will be going out of the United States.
Wow.
So I'm not sure where exactly.
And what about the Ferrari? I know that was a phone bid. Is that staying in the U.S. or going elsewhere?
That is also, I believe, heading off to foreign shores.
Wow.
This year up at Monterey and even in Auburn, we saw a large, large number of foreign buyers. And I think right now they're taking advantage of the economic situation that the U.S. dollar status.
Hold that thought, Phil. We'll be right back.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about. Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Hagerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust, a little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats, 556 horsepower.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We've got our ace reporter, our go-to guy when it comes to collectible vehicles, and in the last few moments here, we'll throw out an offer for you folks out there, as I attempted to with the last gentleman. If you own a classic car, rare car, antique car, unusual car, and want to know its value right now, its current value, Phil Skinner can help you out. Or you want to tell us a car story, story of a barn find. A little bit earlier in the broadcast, we heard a story of a field find. You want to tell us about your dad's car, your grandfather's car, your mom's car. I love that story a few weeks back, Phil, when you were on one of my other programs, and that 80-something-year-old lady had a 92 Trans Am. I love that story. But before the break, you were telling us about a lot of people from foreign lands are coming here to the U.S. to take advantage of the deflated dollar and picking up some of these very desirable collectible vehicles. So it's, again, part of the downturn in the economy here is helping folks in other parts of the world to pick up some good deals.
That's right, Bob. We're seeing a lot of that. The U.S. buyers, I think, are still just a little bit hesitant. There are some people out there who have a little bit of discretionary money. Maybe they're looking for an investment. And cars still continue to attract a large number of people who are looking to shelter a little bit of their financial capital. But the hobby itself seems to be very strong. We walked out into the swap meet area in Auburn, and the parts vendors reported a very brisk business with people looking to buy items for their home projects, for their restorations. There were a number of restoration services, tools out there, and very, very strong sales there for domestic buyers. So the hobby itself appears to be quite strong.
Which is music to my ears and your ears, there's no question about it. In addition to being the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, you've recently taken over as the collector motorcycle market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And that's an area of growth that we're really seeing. Lots of people are collecting older motorcycles.
Right. Recently, Kelley Blue Book expanded its coverage. We had gone back to 1970. We've moved back to 1960, and it looks like we're maybe even looking at going back to 1950 in the near future. And I really should stress that I'm still the collector car market editor, and I contribute to the motorcycle. I'm not really their editor. We have a fine editor who's been doing that for many years, and I just throw a little bit of numbers her way.
Oh, very good. Let's talk about the Auburn sale that you're just coming from, the the RM sale, or Auctions America, as they're known here in the U.S. The thing I really like about this sale, I've never been to it. One of these years, hopefully, I'll be able to get to it, but is similar to, I took your advice this year and spent some good time over at the Mecum auction at Monterey, and the fact that, you know, there's something for everybody. I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire or a thousandaire or whatever heir, a billionaire. There are cars there for just the regular guy or girl, and I would imagine the event that you are returning from today here, the Auctions America event in Auburn, you know, had vehicles in all price ranges.
That's right. In fact, I talked with Donnie Gould, who is the president of Auctions America. We spoke Friday night on the streets of downtown Auburn, watching all the cars, and he kind of said it's structured that the first day of the sale, they have some of the lesser quality cars up. Friday they have a better quality. Saturday a really good quality. And then on Sunday they bring out the classics. And today we were looking at the Packard Pierce Arrows and a Duesenberg that was scheduled to go over the block. So it was a very, very well thought out plan that Auctions America did. And there's something there for everybody. Same as Dana Mecum does his sale.
Absolutely. I was very impressed with that event in Monterey. Before we go any further, remind folks about all the good stuff that they can find at KBB.com.
That's right. Kelley Blue Book is online at KBB.com. All of our services are absolutely free to the end user. You want to figure out the price of the value of a vehicle up to 1992 or back to 1992. You can do that online. If you are researching a new car, we have a fabulous amount of material on the new cars there. We have a huge research library, research teams that go out and test the vehicles, and we have a number of other services that can help you find a dealer right in your neighborhood with the exact car you're looking for. So that's KBB.com. If you have a collector car question, you can always email me directly, and that is pskinner@kbb.com, and I'll answer your question directly.
That's wonderful, Phil. So what's next for you on the agenda? You finally get to go home after a few days there in Michigan doing some work and hopefully visiting some of your favorite locales there.
Well, we're going to fly home, like I said, on Tuesday. And on, in fact, tomorrow I have lunch with Jack Miller, who's the curator of the Ypsilanti Car Museum, Ypsilanti Automotive Heritage Museum. And then next Monday, a week from Monday, we fly to Chicago, Illinois, where we'll be taking part in Dana Mecum's next sale, and that's in St. Charles, Illinois. And that's going to be a three-day or four-day sale, actually, and we're actually part of the auction team there.
Well, that's going to be great, very exciting, definitely. And it seems like, as you said, this was the second year for the Auctions America sale there in Auburn. And Auburn, Indiana, is such a rich place for automotive history. For some of our younger listeners who might not be familiar with that, Phil, explain to those folks about the rich history in that particular area.
A lot of people don't realize Auburn, Indiana, was one of the major automotive manufacturing centers in the early days of the automobile, from Indianapolis up to Auburn. And in Auburn was headquartered the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Company, which had been put together by a gentleman by the name of E.L. Cord. Today, all three cars are considered classics. They're all beautifully styled when they were new. They were cutting edge as far as technical developments of the day, and every year since 1958, they have had the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival, where these restored cars have come back to Auburn, Indiana. Starting in 1971, Cruise International started an auction, and that is what has evolved today into the RM auction. I'd like to say one other thing about the Mecum sale. If you remember my email address, pskinner@kbb.com, send me an email, say, hey, I can make it to this auction. It is a weekend from now. It'll be the, I believe it's the 12th, 13th, 14th, in that area of September.
send me an email. I'll give you two free passes to the Mecum auction.
Oh, that's great, Phil. And
that's just for sending me an email.
Wonderful. I may impose on you while you're at home next Sunday maybe to do a little bit more radio with me on my other show. Sorry about that little mix-up this morning. Must have been my producer, Rob. But maybe we can make up for
it. It was probably my mistake, and we'd be glad to do that for you, Bob.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's count on that same time, usual time for the morning show that Sunday, and we can talk more and do more previews of the Mecum event, which sounds like a wonderful one. So the Miller folks are, of course, involved with the Auctions America sale in Auburn, Indiana. How did this collaboration go? Did it go well?
We went very well. Over 1,600 vendors. The Carlisle people have come in and really organized the swap meet there. As I said, they had over 1,600 vendors, over 500 cars in the car corral, and they said it was just phenomenal response there, too. And a lot of people don't realize it's not just an off. It is a huge swap meet, car corral. It is everything automotive there in Auburn on Labor Day weekend.
Well, there it is. What was your favorite car? I know you, at times, I'm sure, are very tempted to bring home something for yourself.
There was a 58 Edsel Citation I really liked, convertible. But I think my favorite car was a 1955 Cadillac Series 75 limousine.
A limousine?
It had been modified by Durham and was in White House staff use. It had kind of hard-top styling in the passenger compartment. It was a very unique piece, and the price we got, I believe that one sold for $150,000. I'm not quite 100% sure on that one.
Wow, amazing. Phil, always a pleasure, my friend. Look forward to chatting with you next weekend. Have fun there in Dearborn, and safe travels back to California. All right. Thank you so much. He's my man, Phil Skinner. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.